It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple doubles AirPods production. Stranded kayakers are rescued with the Apple Watch SOS feature. New patents for Apple Watch treating Parkinson's disease. New Peloton and Chirp 2 apps are released. New cases and several new bands, including some from a galaxy far, far away. This and a whole lot more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. The Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as a dollar a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/applewatchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. And I want to give a shout out and thank you to Damian Mayers for becoming a patron of the Apple Watchcast. Thank you for your support, Damian. We really appreciate it. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 306, recorded Sunday, December 8th, 2019. The Dark Side of the Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, back on a Sunday. This is great. Like the good old days. We used to do this all the time on Sunday. Also joining us is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, Tom. Hi, Vincent.
Hello.
So this week, we actually got a bit of news to talk about.
Yes.
Kind of stuff started piling up. There's just little things, but it's enough to do a show. Let's put it that way. It's enough to cobble together this show every week. And then there's a couple of things I didn't really even put in the show, kind of the rundown for the show this week that I just noticed. There's a lot of rumors, or not rumors, but people are noticing things in different stuff. But they say a new version of iOS 13.3. And watchOS 6.1.1 should be released next week. So we'll be looking for that.
Ah, great.
Yeah, those should be coming out soon. And then the other thing is Apple kind of quietly announced pre-orders for the Mac Pro. So if you happen to have an extra $20,000 laying around, you want to get a new Mac Pro, you can order that on Tuesday the 10th. So coming up here in a couple of days.
I wonder how much they are used. Maybe a couple of days used.
just wait. I want a refurb on that.
Yeah, refurb.
That's a refurb. Can you bring it down under $20,000 if it's a refurb? I don't know. Exactly. Depends on what you buy. I mean, you put all the bells and whistles on it and the monitors and everything. I mean, man, it could be.
You know, I fully spec'd out a 16-inch MacBook on B&H.
Did you?
Like $6,000.
Was that maxed out? Ooh.
Yeah, maxed out. Like I think it's like 64 gigabytes of memory, 8 terabytes of disk space. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That doesn't sound that bad.
$6,000?
For everything maxed out?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess not terrible, but yeah.
Yeah.
They can get up there.
You kind of have to max it out on some of that because you can't go back in and add memory.
That's right. It's all stuck in there.
Yep. Yeah, and everything else will be external on it. So, and then the other rumor I heard going around, not again related to the watch, but sort of related to the watch, is the phone. Apple's talking about having no ports at all by 2021, 2 years. Did you hear that? They're going to skip USB-C and just not do it.
Just go wireless? It's such a slow charging.
Yeah. And not to mention, you know, all the other things that plug into that port right now. I mean, but I don't understand why they would do that.
That's a rumor. That's totally a rumor.
What will come with the phone? I mean, are they going to give you a wireless charger?
I would assume you'd have to.
They'd have to, right?
And they don't have a good track record with that.
Yeah. The box might triple in size.
Yeah, but they have to produce one first, don't they?
They do. Yeah, that's correct. It had to be a third party right now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because currently Apple does not make one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get one from them. Theirs caught fire. It got so hot. So
you can subscribe to their satellite wireless charging, I guess.
Satellite?
Service. Another subscription.
That's Satellite Plus.
Yeah. Just make it come from the Apple TV or something. Yes. Charge from across the room. I don't know what they're going to do. But no, that's got to be a crazy rumor. There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay, our first story just kind of fits right in. Just to move on, Apple today, or not today, whenever this, what was this? This was Thursday, said that they've removed Johnny Ive from their leadership page on their website. It's gone. So that means he's officially gone, right?
That's not a surprise, is it?
Well, I know he was leaving, but I thought he was like consulting or something, but now apparently not.
Yeah.
If you're consulting, they wouldn't leave you on there. Is he listed on his new company page now?
I guess that I haven't looked at yet. What was that called? Love From. Yeah. And I want to say form every time. But, you know, does that tie in with what we were just talking about? This sounds like something Johnny would do. No ports. Mm. None. Sorry. None at all. We're just going to go totally wireless. I don't want any holes in this thing except the speaker. But he's gone now.
It'll happen someday. It's got to.
Yeah, but like Vincent said, I don't think the charging wirelessly is quite there yet.
No, it's not. It's not, but it's not something that 10 years from now you'd be like, what's a cord?
Well, it's funny. I say that, but I'm trying to remember the last time I plugged my phone in.
Really?
Yeah. I wirelessly charge it every night.
Interesting. Yes, I have a little thing on the back of mine, so I really can't use the charging thing.
Oh, you have like a little...
like a little handle thing?
Pop socket.
Yeah, the handle. Pop socket thing. Yeah.
That's a ring thing, yeah, but yeah.
They should make one of those that charges.
Yeah, right? I'm kidding, right?
Is it a single piece pop socket, or is it one that's a two piece?
It's a ring that pivots snap out. Off it.
It's one piece?
Yeah, one big piece. Yeah.
Okay. I was looking at some that now they're two piece where they snap off so you can wireless charge.
Oh, I see. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I think people run into that issue.
Hmm. Well, now Apple also has their charging case that you can use to extend your battery life, but still. That's true.
Well, just a little tidbit. I went 17 hours yesterday without charging my iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've not run into any issues whatsoever. I mean, I charge it because I'm going to bed. I can't remember the last time I had to charge it because it wasn't, you know, because I was losing power, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've run out of power on my Apple TV remote before I've run out of on my phone. So I had to plug that in the other day. That was dead.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Well, we'll see how it hangs. You know, a year from now, we'll report back right, and see how it's still, how the battery life is still maintaining its charge.
Yeah. Now, I also wonder if Apple doesn't put some of this information out there just to see what people's reactions are.
Right. Sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's a big revolt, then they don't do it. But two years from now, I mean, that's a long time. Although, I guess when you get a new phone or a new watch or any new device from Apple, it was planned over 2 years ago, probably.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're still getting Johnny Ive stuff. Right. Sort of residual stuff. Okay. Speaking of Johnny and aluminium, Apple has apparently purchased the first ever carbon-free aluminium. It's a manufacturing process that's supposedly very environmentally friendly. Now, Apple uses a lot of aluminum in its devices, right? Particularly in the Apple Watch. But apparently this process is from Elysis, I think. Is that how you pronounce that? Elysis. Anyway, it's a joint venture between Alcoa and Rio Tinto, which this manufacturing process of aluminum, normally carbon is used, but this new way is carbon-free. And they use a conductive material
in its place. So I guess the net result is it produces oxygen instead of carbon dioxide.
So, whoa, yeah.
Interesting.
Should
yeah.
pay attention to science class. I'm a
chemistry yeah. class too. Yeah.
Well, I was looking online and trying to learn a little bit about that to see how, and it's pretty incredible. It'll really help from the standpoint of the carbon.
The biggest question though is whether or not they can do it in scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no idea how this new process, you know, works. It's good PR.
Right.
That they're doing it, but we don't know at what level. But it's true. Apple does make a lot of stuff with aluminum, right?
That's aren't true. All your this is like black box or production ready, right?
No, this is yeah. this is just a process right
yeah.
now. But are the laptops aren't those aluminum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they use a lot of it, quite a
they
bit.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this would be pretty interesting. All right, moving on. This comes from our stupid criminal of the week story. apparently two thieves, they stole an Apple Watch. I don't know what else they stole, but they were arrested because the owner of the Apple Watch pinged the device while the police were searching their place.
Yeah.
So these guys have been jailed, officials said investigators tracked down the location of the Apple Watch to a parking lot, and in the parking lot was a motorhome and two individuals. One was 21-year-old and a 38-year-old, both of whom were on probation at the time.
Of course.
Surprise. And the while the police were searching the motorhome, the owner of the Apple Watch pinged the device, and the sound it emitted led the officers to a hiding place in a cabinet in the back of the motorhome, and the thieves were booked on charges including possession of stolen property and possession of a controlled substance.
Another it didn't say surprise. If that was a coincidence or a planned event. Was the pinging planned while they were searching, or is that just a coincidence?
I don't know if it was coincidence. It might have been planned.
Hmm.
Yeah. They find my device app, right?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, which is what probably led them to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Or even
yeah,
and then while, yeah.
Yeah. And while searching it, then they heard it. Then they were actually able to locate the device. But that's obviously they didn't know anything about the Apple Watch. Yeah. They would have known to have. I don't understand. If you steal an Apple Watch, how are you ever going to use it again?
Right. A lot of the Apple devices, if it's locked with iCloud and all that stuff, we have basically LoJack on everything.
Yeah. So. But with the watch, that you can't, even if you weren't caught,
mm-hmm.
what can you do with it? It's locked.
Well, there is a setting that after 10, if it's locked with a passcode, after 10 tries, it erases everything. Would that reset everything? And then you could use it?
I think it breaks it.
If you have
it.
That setting on.
Yeah, I think it breaks it. I think it becomes...
It breaks it, okay. Versus just clears it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're toast at that point.
Maybe they're just stealing the band.
That's not their motivation, I guess. The fact they could steal something is their motivation.
Well, they clearly didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
They didn't even try, right? Anyway. okay, let's move on. There's some other new stuff happening. Wow, this company's been in the news all week. Peloton, right? Mm. They make those... devices where you have a subscription, and when you work on the bike or even the treadmill, you've got a screen and you're working out with other people, and they have classes and all that kind of stuff. The company went public, I think. They're doing fantastic. Well, they launched an official Apple Watch app for viewing their workout data, which is pretty cool. So now, apparently it already worked with Apple Health on the phone. Mm-hmm. But now you can do all that with the actual watch. So Peloton says that you can track your heart rate and all workouts and your pace and distance during indoor runs. They also have improved controls and the metrics are easily accessible. They said runners will benefit from the app with all new pace and distance metrics that will be displayed both on the watch and the iPhone during indoor runs. What's more, all of your workouts will benefit since the watch will now act as a heart rate monitor, displaying your heart rate on both the watch and the phone. This way you can see how hard you're working as you move within zones, and since all the metrics are saved, after class you'll be able to see detailed graphs that capture your efforts. So that's pretty cool. It sounds like they really got into it. You can also turn up the, I guess, adjust the music volume, everything with the digital crown. That's pretty neat.
Oh, I didn't know Peloton had a
Peloton
treadmill.
Peloton, I think.
I thought it was just a cycling, but
no, they have a spin. They have a treadmill, and apparently they have guided outdoor runs with your phone.
Oh, interesting.
As well.
Okay.
Because now the article I'm quoting all this from is from 9to5 Mac from Zach. This is from Zach Hall. And so apparently he uses the guided runs, I think, because he mentions in here that in the future he would love to see the ability to access the outdoor guided run sessions without the iPhone. So he would just hope that more features would come to the watch, which they probably will.
Okay.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Eventually.
That's something I might want to look into, this Peloton guided runs. It sounds interesting.
Well, have to ask them, is that guided runs based on where you live?
I don't know. All I know is I don't care for the Nike Run Plus or the Nike Run Club ones that they have. Mm-hmm. I haven't found any of them to be all that great for me. So I wonder what this is like.
Guided in meaning like, you know, hurry up and your pace is slowing down. Not like, hey, take a left at the next corner.
There you go.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. It's not locational.
That's what I was thinking. And then
no, it is.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Start your run. Now go a little faster. Now go a little slow. You know,
okay. Your pace is slowing.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing. The best example of this that I ever had, and this was years ago, it was from the, what was the name of the group? OK Go. Mm. You know them?
Heard of them.
You've heard of OK Go. If you hear their songs, you'll know it. You'd know it instantly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they did a treadmill workout that was on iTunes, and I bought it. I forget how much it was, but they walked you through it. So he said, okay, let's start at this pace. Here we go. Let's keep this going for a while. And then they would play their music, right? One of their songs. And then at a certain point, they would tell you to speed up and do this and do that. And it kicked my butt. It was an amazing workout on the treadmill. I was wiped afterwards. Hmm. And the reason they did it was they had a very famous music video where they were on treadmills in sync. Have you ever seen that music video? That's why they did this.
Mm, okay.
Anyway, it was fantastic. That was kind of a guided treadmill run that I thought was fantastic. So I don't know what this is like, but I'd love to check it out.
Check that out. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does. It does sound neat.
Although when I do run outside, I don't use my phone. So I guess I would have to have my phone with me, it sounds like, for now. For the guided run.
Yes, you would. And that's what Zach was talking about. He hopes that they bring it the watch. Yeah. speaking of new apps, Chirp, the Twitter app from Will Bishop, now has a 2.0 version, completely overhauled. And it's funny because I follow Will on Twitter, of course, and I've been following his journey, at least through his Twitter posts, of he went to the Worldwide Developers Conference, and I've been following it because he would ask questions of the Twitter community when he ran into issues trying to develop this, you know, trying to do new things with the app and all that and trying to sort it out and work it out. Well, this is the result. He finally has a new version that has a lot of new stuff with it. He now has an infinite scrolling. It has a major speed boost, the ability to send direct messages directly from profiles, an improved video player. The usernames can now be done in colors. There's a lot to it. There's a whole list. It's just amazing. Yeah, and just following this whole kind of journey with him and the questions he was asking, the things he was trying to do, he wasn't just improving this and making it work a little better. This is like completely revamped version.
It seems like, what is it? Some of them require watchOS 6, right? I mean, so when Apple releases a new OS and all the new functionality,
right.
It's exciting to see developers kind of hop on that.
Well, it's exciting to see them, really take advantage of it and not just, because I get kind of upset with ones who like, we didn't bother to update.
Exactly. You know?
Mm-hmm. Apple changed the rules and we didn't update. It's like, mm-hmm. are you kidding me? So this is one where Will has taken this and just jumped on it immediately. I think it's probably one of the better, most, I don't want to say stable, but most, now I would say mature app on the watch that takes advantage of it. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's fantastic.
I forget, is that a free app or is he charged for that?
It is free initially. Certain features are, I think he still has the pay what you want kind of thing, like mm-hmm. a tipping jar. You can pay, I think it's $1.99 or $2.99 or whatever you want. He gives you some options. I think, and it's like a dollar to unlock the color name mm-hmm. feature.
The pro features, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, just the color thing.
Oh, just the color. Okay.
Just the color, yeah. It's an added-on thing. I did that. It's kind of cool to see your name in multicolors. Mm. Huh. It's kind of neat. But
good for him. He's got to be close to being done with his version of high school, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He graduated. He graduated. Okay. He's done. So I guess this is what he's doing now.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
Get him back on
the
show.
They do everything backwards in Australia. You make money and then you go to school.
Yeah, exactly. You launch a company and then you go to high school. You're right, Chris. We should have him back on the show and just ask him what this whole experience was like.
Yeah.
Because I bet he learned a lot, and I'd like to know what he's planning for the future. Because at the time we talked to him, he had no real plans after high school
right.
at all. But he's had quite the journey since then, so... Anyway,
he's got
good
the mind.
For him.
He's got the mind and work ethic, so yep. I'm sure he could do something very valuable.
Yep, I'll put a link in the show notes for that. And then next up here, I just mentioned this because we don't really talk about this very often, and I didn't even know this existed from this company, OtterBox. Right, they make great phone cases, really sturdy, heavy duty phone cases. That my iPhone 10. Had a I had an OtterBox on it, mm-hmm. and that is a rugged case. Well, they have cases for the Apple Watch now that apparently were exclusive to the Apple Store. And I didn't even know that. Did you know the Apple Store sold these
Mm-mm.
cases for the
OtterBox specific case for the watch? I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. It's called Exo Edge. Is the deal, and apparently they're running a promotion right now. Well, apparently it was exclusive only to the Apple Store. Now it's available from OtterBox as well. The Apple's not the only place you can get it. They're having some sort of, I don't even know if this is still going on. They had a 25% off promotion, which is funny because I think it's still cheaper at Apple. I think at Apple it's like $20.
It's unusual.
Yeah. Anyway, great stocking stuffers if you're looking for something for someone with an Apple Watch. And, you know, we don't really talk about it too much. People are like, it makes it big and bulky and whatever. But you know what? If you have a certain profession.
Exactly.
You have to have this.
Right.
As well as a cover. Yeah. I mean, it's invaluable to that. Mm-hmm. It does take away a bit from the look, but it comes in different colors and stuff, which is nice. But, if you're in a certain profession, you have to have this.
In our gift show last week, we talked about the Phenom and the iBlazon case. So you can add this one to it. So you have multiple options, depending on your look and feel and what you do.
Exactly. So check that out. I'll put a link in the show notes to that as well. Mm-hmm. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. No surprise here. AirPods are so popular that Apple is doubling its production in China. Doubling.
Yeah, it's for all versions, right? The 2 and the Pro. Yeah.
Looked like both. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So obviously anticipating a boom during the holiday season, they've asked the suppliers to double shipments. So Luxshare Precision, a Chinese designer and manufacturer, is expected to increase their monthly production of AirPods Pro to 2 million units per month.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's also believed that Apple has asked Gertek, a Chinese acoustics components company, to boost productions at its factories in Vietnam to help Apple reduce the cost of purchasing parts for it. So, yeah.
So what's 24 million times $250? That's the size of your business, right? if you sold all 24 million?
Oh, if you ramped it up to that, if you kept it at that rate all year long, yeah.
Oh, and that's only the ramp up, right? So they're probably at 48 million a year. If they're doubling.
Who knows? They'd have to be. But I don't know how long they're going to.
Or 200 if you get the old, or 150 if you get the older pair. That's bigger. That's going to be a Fortune 10 company by itself.
Yeah, Apple definitely has a hit on its hands, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. With these, I mean, you know, I still, people are tired of hearing me talk about it, but it still is one of those weird things that delights me when I turn on the noise cancellation. I still am amazed at how well it works.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I was having that connection issue. I think I figured it out. I think the left AirPod is coming loose.
Oh, so you're wearing it wrong.
I'm wearing it wrong. but it's weird because when I would adjust it, then it kicks back in. And at one point, I had delay.
Weird.
It was like the left and right weren't in sync.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was weirdest sounding thing. Had to take them out, kind of put them back in and let it kick in again. But I think by running, the pounding, my left one's coming loose. My right one never has. So I may have to, the smaller, I'm in the middle size, you know, covers. The smaller ones were too small, I think. And the other ones were too big. So maybe my left ear is just weird.
That could happen. Ears are not the same size.
Yep. Right. And I never had that problem before because these new AirPods are actually reading the inside of your ear, you know. And when you do the noise cancellation, it makes it's almost like putting pressure in your ear, but it's not, you know. Mm-hmm. It does need a good seal. And when that seal's broken, it loses connection. But anyway, enough about my problems. They're doubling production, so that's good. That's a good thing. What else is going on?
I like the story of the founder of Luxshare. She used to be a line worker and then created a company. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, your kid? He worked the factory floor?
She.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Worked the factory floor and became the owner?
In a different company. Yeah.
Oh, started her own.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Pretty interesting story.
Yeah. And how long ago was that? How long has Luxshare been out?
I don't recall. It was in that other article. Same topic, but it was in that one.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and man, to have that contract with Apple.
It's kind of
it's funny. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like Apple's kind of like, you know, want to support those kind of success stories.
Right. The other thing that sort of surprised me with this story was, despite the tariffs, Apple's doubling down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they are getting some components made in Vietnam, but the production of these is still done in China.
Yes, so, that's true. Yeah.
So I guess we'll find out what happens.
I guess they're anticipating change sometime soon.
I don't know. Who knows?
Or like you said, they're just moving forward with it. And there's enough,
I think so. Yeah. I think that's really it.
Well, at $250 a pair, there's enough profit in there to absorb some tariff.
I guess. I mean, but that's still never a good thing. It's got to be terrible, though, to be in, and not just Tim Cook, but other companies, to be in a situation where one phone call from the president can completely not destroy your business, but have a huge impact on it because of where you do business, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is. So, okay, what else is going on? Again, this was kind of all over the news. The U.S. Coast Guard has credited the Apple Watch SOS feature with helping stranded kayakers seek help. So this was in San Juan, what was it?
Puerto Rico.
Kayaking off Ocean Park Beach in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And they weren't wearing life jackets. Hazardous water conditions, high surf advisories. They got stranded in the rough water. They were forced to swim, obviously, in the water for several hours after their kayak sank. And one of them was wearing an Apple Watch. They used it to call emergency services with the SOS feature. Once they reached emergency services, the Coast Guard and local police were able to find them using a helicopter. And then the Coast Guard lowered one of those basket things down and hoisted them away to safety. And they made it. And the Coast Guard said they were very fortunate to have survived. He said they were treading water in unfavorable sea conditions due to not having life jackets. Kind of scolded them for that again. But yeah, that didn't make it any easier, I'm sure. But what I thought was really interesting about this, and what I wasn't quite aware of, I mean, I guess I was aware of it, but I didn't really think about it, is that that feature on the watch, you can call local emergency services even when you're in another country or region. It still works.
Hmm. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
I don't want to make light of the subject, but did he turn on his swim exercise and get credit for that? I mean,
Vincent.
Speaking like a real Apple Watch fan, it's like take any reason to get credit.
Because you got your kayak exercise on. I'm pretty sure he turned that on.
Yeah, he had the kayak one going. Mm-hmm. Well, you could start a second one, which would be an open water swim. So.
Exactly. Seems you've been swimming for a while.
And then I imagine he got a stand goal for going up in the helicopter.
Well, a stand goal and also stairs, right? Maybe it thought it was going, you know, up the stairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Okay, moving on. I ran across this Reddit post. I get lost in Reddit. I shouldn't do this. But somebody said this is the proper Christmas ready watch face. And it's a picture of John McClane from Die Hard with a lighter in the vent.
I saw
and
that.
He put the, and he put the mm-hmm. he put it as the photo for the watch. It's funny. And then other people were posting theirs. One was a wrapped gift complete, you know, on the front of the watch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other people were posting other stuff, which is kind of fun to do. And then I saw a bunch of little baby Yodas on the watches, of course. But that's a great one for Christmas one. That's pretty funny. Love that.
It is.
Okay, let's move on to some patent stories. First of all, a future Apple Watch may be able to treat Parkinson's disease or diagnose tremor symptoms. So Apple is researching the use of new sensors in the Apple Watch to provide continuous monitoring of what's called dyskinesia mm-hmm. and tremors, which could help clinicians treat Parkinson's disease better. Hmm. So the system utilizes motion sensors to monitor movement, and the resulting data is analyzed on the device using the Unified Parkinson's Disease Rating Scale. And Apple says this provides multiple benefits and advantages, including ones for both the patient and the doctors. This provides an all-day symptom / severity tracking information, which is critical to evaluating a patient's response to medication. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
They weren't able to do this before.
No.
If you think about it, there's no way to passively and continuously monitor it. Because they normally the patient would just report on what they, you know, their issues were.
Yeah.
But this would gather everything.
Yeah.
So cool. Can't wait for that.
Self-reporting is always,
it's only half the story, really, you know. So good for that. That's a patent, so we don't know when that's going to come out. Speaking of patents, there's another one here. This sounds familiar. Maybe we've covered it before. They're all blurring together. This one says your Apple Watch might be able to tell if you're indoors or outdoors.
Sounds like a new
the
one
future
to
future Apple Watches, that they might be able to tell the difference so they can more accurately track your exercise. So if you start running, the watch will be able to tell if you're on a treadmill indoors or if you're outside doing laps, sort of thing.
Hmm.
So does that have anything to do with Apple's beacon technology or their, what are they working on now? They're doing something where they can track a device within a room.
I don't know. You bet. My cousin, she does Orange Theory. She goes to the gym and works out there. And when she does a rowing exercise, it asks her to do rowing, like just by based on the movement. I don't know if it's the room, mm-hmm. it's the equipment, or when she moves over to the treadmill, it says, hey, you want to start an indoor run? How does it know that? Do you know?
Or it's just it's the movement. It's the movement of your arms.
On her watch?
On her watch. Yeah.
But how would it know that you're on a treadmill versus outside?
I'm assuming it's because
I would just say indoor run.
Something, but, yeah, indoor run. Yeah.
It's just the way your arms move. And like when I'm doing the elliptical, and I forget to turn the exercise off and I'm done and I walk out of the gym, it immediately stops because it knows that I'm not doing that movement with my arms. But if I do a run and forget to turn it off, I can get all the way to my car and I'm like, oh, it's still going. It just depends on your arm movement.
Right. But again, how would it know indoor or outdoor? Why didn't it say outdoor run?
Well, I think that GPS, would be the advantage of this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a run is a run. It just has to be indoor or outdoor on a treadmill or on a road or on a sidewalk or a track.
But I guess if you always run indoors, let's say you always do a treadmill, is it simply popping up asking that because of your past history, your pattern, that assumes if you're running that it's indoor? I don't know.
Well, going back to my experience, recently I was walking and it said, do you want to start an outdoor walk? Because it knew I was moving. On a treadmill, you're kind of in one spot. So maybe that's how it goes.
Well, that's GPS then.
Yeah, exactly.
So the GPS is involved.
Correct. And that's what the indoor or outdoor walk or run.
Right. So what they're saying with this patent is if they use this technology, it would know and it can maybe turn off the GPS if you're doing the indoor to save energy, save power.
Yeah. Sure, could do that.
Save battery life. Yeah, so interesting. But yeah, Apple was working on something using their other devices to locate a device in a room or something.
I remember talking about that. I don't remember indoor outdoor, but I remember tracking within a building. We talked briefly about that.
Right. So it might be related to that. I don't know.
I see that. Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. So again, it's a patent. Hold your breath. Don't know. If we'll ever see it. Hey, if you live in New Zealand, you can now buy a cellular Apple Watch.
All right.
Took them long enough, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
2 years? 3 years.
Yeah, since the Series 3, right?
So it's 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, right?
So this is, the carrier is called Spark. In New Zealand.
All right.
And they do get unlimited watch data. That's nice. But your speeds will be throttled after 40 gigabytes of use.
40 gigs on your watch. Wow. That's a lot.
On a watch, what are you
watching movies
there? Yeah, I don't know.
Because you're listening to podcasts. The misspelling on here is hilarious.
Oh, there's a misspelling?
I've never heard of the podcat.
I'm allergic to podcats. I can't I can't listen to them. starting December 13th, they start this. So that, and by the way, if you have older cellular watches, and that's just not the current ones Apple's selling, the older ones will now be able to connect and be cellular.
Oh, cool.
That took them a long time, didn't it? Yeah.
The carrier. It's all about the carrier. Yep.
Must be. Mm. Okay. Next up, we got a couple more here, and then I promise we're done. I saw this. I thought this was kind of interesting. Nomad, once again, is in the news. They have a new leather, what they're calling active straps for the Apple Watch, which are made with hydrophobic leather, which means they're waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're leather.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, of course, I ordered one or two. so I'll review those when they come in.
I went on my Christmas list immediately, so maybe we can review one together.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Neat idea. My question is, does it feel more like a a silicone strap, or does it feel like leather?
You know,
that's going to be the big question for me as to how does it feel?
Well, I have a question for you, Tom.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5 weeks to Christmas and you're buying it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
All right.
I know.
You got a lot of kids, right? So that's like the perfect price for a kid gift to their dad.
I can't resist when I see these things. In fact, our next story, I saw this and immediately went to order them. And then I got a big disappointment. Star Wars fans. There are now Apple Watch bands. There are four of them. These are licensed bands by Lucasfilm, Star Wars themed bands that look fantastic, from a company called Moby Fox. They have a Stormtrooper one. They have a, what is it? What's this other one? They've got a Darth Vader one. They have a Stormtrooper one. And they have a Rebel, a classic Rebel, which is a white and orange with the symbol on there. But what's really cool is they also come with a QR code that you can unlock matching watch faces that match your chosen design.
Yeah, that was the neat part of it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So I got on, threw two of them in the cart immediately. Well, I threw one of them in there. They also made one. They make stuff for other things. One in particular was the Galaga game, the old arcade game. They have one of those. I put one of those and a Star Wars one in the cart and could not check out.
Oh, no.
And I tried again. I thought it was my Apple Pay. That didn't work. Tried another credit card. That didn't work. Sadly, I think these are only for sale in Australia.
Oh, no.
Because when you go to choose at checkout country, the only one that shows up is Australia.
No kidding. Mm.
No kidding. So I sent him an email, but I haven't heard back. I'm so disappointed.
That Stormtrooper, just the contrast in color of the face and the band is really neat. Although I'm not sure I'd wear something like that, but it's a great idea.
Oh, these are fantastic. Yeah. Now, what would make this even more depressing for me is if they had a Mandalorian one.
Is that your new favorite show?
Baby Yoda band. Baby Yoda one. I bet they will, but I just can't believe that they're not selling to... Maybe it's a licensing issue.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, might be.
That is kind of odd.
Okay, so if we have any listeners in Australia, contact me. I'd like to do a deal with you if you can order some of these, and maybe I can get one that way. Because that's going to be the only way I get one, apparently. It's crazy.
Seems so.
Yep, I'll put a link in the show notes, and if you're in Australia, you can order one. Otherwise, sorry. All right. Anything else in the news?
There's a lot of news.
Covered?
That's a lot going on.
We haven't had that in a while, have we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to what we like this week. Chris, why don't you kick it off?
Sure, Tom. I'm going to start with my watch. I may say a little bit about my entire experience with all my new devices, but I did... save some money over the summer, and I've upgraded my watch, my phone, and my iPad. So I've got all the most recent of all three. And the watch I've had for about a month now, and I as I said before we started the show, I wasn't going to do a detailed review, but just kind of a user experience of using the watch, because I think I waited about a month after you bought yours, and then I had to wait, and then I've had mine about a month. So it's been a while since the watch came out, and I've had it this amount of time. So the first thing, obviously, is the weight, and I really, really love the weight. It's in between the aluminum and the stainless steel as far as weight. But I tell you, the finish is just fantastic. You know, the black, it you have to kind of watch what bands you put on it. It's not as, you know, friendly to every band, so you have to be kind of careful. Like I put on the Nike kind of khaki and black band, and I was like, it's okay. I wore it for a couple of days, and then I changed it to something else. So not all the bands look great on it, but the finish is just great. The weight is just great. And then the biggest thing that I was kind of worried about when this came out was the battery life. And as you know, my four, I complained about my battery life. I did give that to my son. And we were together over the Thanksgiving weekend, and he was, you know, talking about the battery life of my old watch that he was wearing. But this one has been great. You know, I've worked out my normal workouts on schedule, and where my four would have a battery life of anywhere between 10 and 15%, by 6 or 7 in the evening, I'm at 25 to 35% with this watch, with the always on that I use and do like that as well. So I'm really happy about it. Spending that kind of money for the upgrade, you do it part of it because you're doing a podcast and you want to have it and you can review it and other people can, ask you questions about it. But overall, I think from the standpoint of the always on feature, which is excellent, the battery life is excellent. And the other features of the weight and the look and feel, I'm really glad I did it. So I was kind of worried about it. And as I said last year, when the 4 came out, there'll have to be something in the 6 that'll make me want to change, but I probably will. But I have no buyer's remorse with this. It's a great device.
Yeah, it is great. And I have to tell you, the always on feature is something that when I wear my 4, I've become so used to it already that when I wear the 4, mm-hmm. I have to remind myself, why is it dark? Oh yeah, I'm wearing the 4. Yeah, I have to remember which watch I'm wearing because I'm already used to it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's neat to see with the. Oh, sorry, Vincent.
I was just wondering about the weight difference. I mean, saying like it is a significant, you can tell between the aluminum and the titanium.
Yeah, you can. It's not as dramatic as like from the stainless steel or from the titanium to the aluminum, because that's a really light watch. You pick it up, it's like a feather, but it's noticeable. It's very noticeable.
Yeah, it has a little bit more heft to it, but again, it's not as heavy as the stainless steel. Yeah.
Right.
And I was going to say too, it's kind of cool to see what the always on watch face is going to look like when you change watch faces and you see what it is.
Yeah, I'm always surprised by what it shows. And then it also is determined by whether or not you turn on the privacy features.
Yes. If, for example, I have the pedometer on the watch face I have now, I have the pedometer plus app. And when always on face, it just the steps go away and it just says pedometer.
Right. And I turned all of those on for a while. Now I've turned them off so I can see everything.
Yeah.
And right now I have the activity watch face, with the big rings and the big numbers on the side. And it just gives me a lighter version of it. It's all there. Man. So it doesn't change anything.
Star Wars,
others, you're right.
Star Wars should totally do this. The light and the dark side of Anakin.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh. Unfortunately, I don't think the third party. That would just be a.
It's just one photo. Now, yeah.
But you can't switch photos when it goes dark. Yeah. Dark side of the watch.
just have Baby Yoda. The always on face would be like just Baby Yoda. And then when you lift your wrist, it puts its hand out like it's doing the force.
The force.
Oh, that's great.
But just before I stop, I'm not going to give a. I also love this iPhone 11 Pro Max. Again, pretty big investment. And I only upgraded from, about a year and a half old phone. But, oh, my gosh, the camera, the battery, the size. I'm really happy with this one as well. So I don't know what they can do next year, but I may just be holding on to these devices longer than usual.
Actually, I heard a little rumor about what they might be doing next year.
Don't tell me.
And that involves the Apple Card. And it involves a payment where you can get a 0% financing on your card for your new phone.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So you could do your own financing if you want to get a new phone, which means they want you to get a new phone every year.
Right.
So that's probably coming. Not a big surprise, but man, I'm sitting here looking at these Star Wars bands. It's just driving me crazy. I gotta change the
page. So you're gonna change what you like this week, Tom, to the Star Wars bands?
Oh man, I might. But no, I can't because I don't have them.
There you go.
And I can't get them. All right. So what I've got here, what I like this week, I ran across an article. Where was this from? I'll give credit here. It was gearpatrol.com. And they mentioned 3 apps that now take advantage of the new Compass chip in the Series 5 Apple Watch. Now, all 3 of these are completely different activities and apps, but they all benefit now from that Compass chip being in the watch. And of these three, I only have one of these apps, so I can only really speak to that. But I will mention these other two just so you're aware of what is possible. The first one is a hiking app, and it's called Wikiloc, W-I-K-I-L-O-C. And it's a hiking, running, biking, and all-around, I guess, outdoor navigation app. It allows you to track your hikes and other activities, gives you real-time metrics, speed, distance, hike time, can find new trails to hike, and it's got a neat feature that allow you to download trail maps for offline use. So if you don't have cell service connected to your watch, you'll be able to use the built-in compass when you're on your hikes. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a neat feature. And man, I remember hiking in early days of the phone, when the phone actually first came out in Lake Tahoe area, thinking how wonderful it would be with a compass, you know, a digital compass like app would be fantastic to have when you're hiking. And now it's going to be, it can be on your wrist. It's just fantastic. And the second one here is for, I don't know if these kayaker guys could have used this. This is for paddleboarding app. It's called GoSup, G-O-S-U-P. It's a paddleboarding app. It records a whole lot of different metrics during a session, your distance, pace, left and right paddle strokes, your heart rate, burned calories. And now the compass sensor allows you to see which direction you're paddling, but more importantly, it'll help you get back home. Okay. So these guys could have known how far away they were from, or what direction to start swimming to get back. But anyway, while using the app's find home feature, you get a little house icon that shows you where home is, as well as how far away you are, which is pretty handy because it is kind of hard to tell the, you know, distance when you're out paddling on the water. So that's another great one. And then the third one here that's taking advantage of the compass chip is called Night Sky. And I think I've reviewed this in the past, or one of us has. This is an app that helps you identify constellations and things in the sky. So, you know, it'll tell you what when a star is going to be visible, when and where it's going to be located. So Night Sky makes that really, really easy to do. It's been around for a while, and now in the Series 5 with a new built-in compass, now you're able to tell if you're facing the right direction to see a specific constellation or star or even the International Space Station. It'll direct you to exactly where it is, and now you can do that right from your wrist. The app itself on the phone for Night Sky is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. If you haven't checked it out, basically lets you see through the Earth. I mean, you could, as you tilt it up and around, you're seeing the sky. You're seeing where the sun is. And if you point it straight down, you see what people on the other side of the Earth get to look at in the sky. It's a weird concept.
Yeah, it's a great app.
But it's really cool. Yeah, it's very cool. And then they have all these things that they identify as, what do they call them? A spent rocket? It's space debris. Mm-hmm. They're tracking all of that too. And it's kind of shocking how much of it is up there. There's a lot of it out there.
I just watched WALL-E. Anyway. Yeah, WALL-E. Yeah, it was a lot of space debris.
quite a bit of space debris. But anyway, this app is much better now with the compass. I'm glad to see these apps taking advantage of that. Only if you have the Series 5. But man, that's going ahead in the future. I'm sure all Apple Watches are going to have this. So it's really nice to see them get on board with it finally. Because the watch hasn't been out that long, right? We've only had this for 2-3 months. So it's nice to have apps take advantage of that. Vincent, did you have anything?
I got a quick update on, when I took the trip to New York over the Thanksgiving break. And I think one of the things that I used the most about during that trip was Apple Pay. I know it's one of my favorite things. Mm. And you could try to convince folks that, you know, what's the health features and all that stuff about the Apple Watch. But you can go on and on. But as soon as you check out with your Apple Watch on one of those terminals, it's like this amazing thing that everyone's their jaw just drops. Like, wow, that's really cool. You didn't have to take your wallet out. You didn't have to take your phone out. And, you know, walking around New York and going into all the different shops and stuff like that, I was, you know, we know that the Apple Pay is a lot more secure because you're not handing over a card or you're not dealing with like, magnetic stripe skimming or anything like that. Even the merchant doesn't have any information about you. So that's a whole thing is secure. So you're walking into some random coffee shop and, you know, it's New York City, so you know everyone has Apple Pay. So it's those contactless payment terminals, and it's just fantastic to be able to just like, and you know on top of that it was you know like 40 degrees most of the time, so it was all bundled up, and you know your watch is there, and you can double click and pay and just walk out, and you know it's just fantastic experience. It's kind of a weird thing. I kind of take it for granted now, but. This is something we've wanted for years, you know, when before the watch, and now that it's there, it's just like, wow, where have you been all my life?
So did you feel like you were kind of in the future?
It is. It's a little bit. And being in New York City and everyone accepting it, and it's just one of those things, you're like, yeah.
Now, you saw something else while you were there. You went to the famous glass cube Apple store that's newly renovated.
It was.
They've had it wrapped up for a long time. Last time I was there last year, I saw – it was this year, earlier this year. It was still, you know, all boarded up. You couldn't see a thing. You didn't know what they were doing. But you finally got to walk through it. And it, as we mentioned before, it is the largest Apple store in the world.
Right. It's about twice the size of a normal Apple store, the large ones at your local mall, or at least the main ones at your in your city. But yeah, you know that they have those little benches, the little space ship looking like things outside with that you can look down into the store. But obviously, if you're sitting on it, people can look up and see your butt. But you know,
so, little design flaw there.
Yeah, taking pictures of that way too. But when you're inside the store, you don't pay attention. You don't look up. It's beautiful. They changed out the glass stairs. But when we were there, the elevator was still under construction. So you had to go around the store if you wanted to get handicap access or something like that. But the stairs are all metal. It's different than the glass, obviously. But when you walk down, you basically get a 360 view of the entire floor. And they have also on the sides two rooms dedicated to the HomePods, where you can actually they have a HomePod set up side by side in stereo mode that you can listen to.
Oh, nice!
With like a 70-inch TV in the middle.
It's
pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, did you notice the when you went inside the store, the ceiling?
Yeah,
that white waved. Design,
yeah,
whatever that was,
yeah. So the waves, basically, those circles are the tops of those spaceships there. And so,
it almost looked like sound dampening thing, or I don't know what it was, but it was a weird shape. But cool.
So I guess I got to get there now because both of you have been there in person.
Well, I haven't been to the new one, so it sounds like it's a whole new deal. Yeah, I'll be going in April. I'll be in New York. I might get to go by there. I don't know if we'll have time, but that's definitely on my list to try.
Yeah. I missed the store at the Oculus, down at the World Trade Center. I didn't get a chance to hop in there, so maybe you can give an update when you're there, too.
What is that?
There's an Apple store inside the Oculus where
Oh, that's right. I went there. I did go there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. I've been in that one, yeah. That's that weird inside the building, that weird shaped. So it's like a mall, really.
It is. But, yeah, it's a big mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been to that one. I could check that one off my list. I wonder if anybody's ever been to every Apple store.
That's a goal. Maybe Tim Cook.
It would be, wouldn't it? I don't think he's even been to every
one. Well, how many are there?
There's no way. I don't know. That's a good question. They keep opening new ones.
Well, let's see how many.
Right.
There.
Well,
I mean, I remember when there was just one, but
let's go on a road trip.
Yeah, that would be the ultimate road trip, right? Well, I try to stop by them as we travel, but they can only get to so many, you know, here and there.
506.
Oh, okay.
Apple has 506 retail stores across 24 countries, 272 in the United States, and 234 elsewhere as of February of this year.
Wow.
That's a lot.
So I think I've been to three or four of them in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I've been to a couple of them in San Francisco. But, you know, I've been to the main one now, the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as other countries go, they've got some amazing stores in all those places. Have you been to the one in Grand Central Station?
No, I've not.
Did you get a chance to go there?
Yeah, I guess the last time I was at Grand Central, they didn't open yet. So no, I've seen pictures of it though. Yeah,
yeah, that's a cool one too. That's mm-hmm. that's a strange one upstairs in that location.
Mm.
But anyway, cool. That's great, fantastic. I think we're just about done, right? Anything else before we stay up past midnight just to get a jump start on our Stan goal the next day?
Hey, I did that last night.
I did too. Yeah, it was just past midnight, and I looked at my watch, and I had one.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed. So when I woke up, I already had one. So
that was very nice.
It's the only way you can cheat at your Stan goal. Sort of. not really, but anyway, well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce the show. Check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. Links to some of the stuff we talk about can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. Look for us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. As always, thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.